All right. That's a little bit kind of quick. That's okay, though, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Big Promo Cast. This is episode 80. It's September 23rd, 2021, the second day of fall.
Yes.
And it's really nice out.
It is.
I'm going to talk about some local merch that's going on in upstate New York and also some stuff that's going on here in Dallas. A new fast food collab. It's not really a collab. And in-home advertising, but not really. Merch store of the week. Anyway, what you got?
I'm going to be talking about who bought the rights to Roald Dahl's books and characters.
Is that how you say that?
I think so.
Okay, anyway.
How McDonald's is working to be a little more eco-friendly.
Okay.
And 7 ways to celebrate Self-Improvement Month.
Self-improvement. Here we go. All right, guys, let's kick it off.
Welcome to the Big Promo Cast with Amber and Rich. In this podcast, Amber and Rich discuss the world of marketing, branding, and promotional products. Now, here's Amber and Rich.
Well, anyway, we bought a hot tub.
Awesome.
I had to get this out. Anyway. You know what the treasure truck is on Amazon?
No.
Well, they send you an alert when there used to be a real truck and you'd go to the parking lot of Whole Foods and they would have some kind of special deal, whether it's a tablet or some kind of doohickey or whatever, and you could buy it or not buy it.
Okay.
So anyway, now they're doing that thing online where they just have a special a day basically and they send you an alert. And if you want it, you can buy it. Well, anyway, they came out with an inflatable hot tub. It's a $500 hot tub, but they were selling it for $350.
Wow.
And the treasure truck thing is, hey, Heather, how are you? Oh, I don't know the new keyboard command to do the last comment. Anyway, so we went online I went to the treasure truck and bought a $500 hot tub for $350.
Okay.
And then I started researching it after I bought it. It's a pain in the neck. You got to flip it over and clean it out and hose it and all this kind of stuff that we would never, ever do. So we might as well just take $350 and throw it in the street. So I tried to cancel it, and you can't cancel it once you place the order. So they're on their way to deliver it right now. And anyway, I'm trying to get rid of it. So that's a hot tub story I wanted to tell you so bad. We are in and out of the hot tub game like that, lightning. Heather, what kind of hot tub do you have? That's what I want to know. Anything fun with you this week?
I wouldn't say fun, but I don't have a whole lot going on this week.
All right. You not write any books? You got nothing going on like that?
No.
All the libertarians treating you right or not?
Yeah, for the most part.
So what would you like to start with?
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet. But is it portable? Can you move it around? Or did you have to build something to put it in? That's what I want to know. Well, see, we rent, so we can't really do anything permanent, like build a deck around anything like that.
Yeah.
Plus, maintenance, man. I'm not a maintenance guy.
I
don't want to get into all that. I mean, her and her husband, they're very techie, and he's super analytical. I'm sure he's in checking pH and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Tom Book is a nudge job, but anyway, go ahead. Sorry, I don't get distracted by the comments. But thanks, Heather, for doing it because we get to practice comment stuff. Go ahead.
Okay. So the rights.
Don't get distracted by the comments. Go ahead.
The rights to Roald Dahl's books and characters.
Yeah.
Which is the individual who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and James and the Giant Peach. So Netflix has bought the rights to all this stuff.
Wait a minute. So the movies that are already out, they own those now?
Yes.
Okay. Good for them.
And they'll be streaming their own versions of famous movies.
Oh, does he have lots more than that, than those two?
Yeah.
Oh, he does? Okay. Yeah. I don't know anything about Roald Dahl.
He's got BFG, which is Big Friendly Giant or okay. something. Yeah, he's got a lot of popular books.
Hmm.
So there actually are 19 TV shows, movies, stage productions and live experiences that are in the process right now.
Does he have the Johnny Depp version of Willy Wonka?
I'm sure he does.
Wasn't it Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a weird one.
It was.
I grew up on the Gene Wilder one, though. That was really good.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And Grandpa was a curmudgeon. I like that guy. Well, good for Netflix. They're knocking them out of the park. You know, they just picked up Seinfeld, too.
Oh, did they?
All 180 seasons of it, or 180 shows. Like, yeah, like however long, 15 years worth of shows. It's pretty funny. I like Netflix. They're good. Whoops, did I hit the wrong button? Okay, cool. You got anything else?
Nothing else on that.
I forgot what I was going to talk about. Collabs, really? A fast food collab is not really a collab. The thing I saw was McDonald's and a place called Box Lunch are cooking up a flavorful collection. So you look at it and, oh, cool. They're doing some McDonald's merch, which is all right. That's cool. Look at that cool looking Happy Meal bag and that cosmetic bag. It looks kind of slick, right?
Yeah.
When you actually go to the Box Lunch site, it's not a collab. They license everything. SpongeBob, the Aristocats, they license everything. The McDonald's things, none of the things they talk about are on this page for sale.
Hmm.
Those Happy Meal bags aren't here, the cosmetic bag. The only thing that is this Ronald McDonald Funko thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's fun stuff or whatever. But I'll tell you what, if you want to buy Game of Thrones or if you want to buy Grumpy Cat, which is another winner. Oh, I love that. Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, they've got tons of stuff. Box Lunch. So it's not really a collab other than more than it's a licensing thing.
Yeah. What exactly is Box Lunch? Are they just an apparel?
They have licensed products. And so they get the license for whatever TV show. Mm-hmm. They might have the license for Willy Wonka. Who knows? And to do the merch for it. And then they just sell this merch. Aquaman, Archie, whatever, everything. Avengers, I guess that's a Marvel thing, right?
Yep.
So they have that. So they probably have, Wonder Woman. Yeah. X-Men. They got tons of stuff.
Wow.
So that's what they do. They're merch people. Oh, and you can shop by, hang on a second. Get back over here. You can shop by license, which shows you, McDonald's is the only, come on. That's not true. Okay. Well, here it is. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's okay. It's not really a collab though. Not in the true sense.
Yeah.
It's not where you take a, what do we just talk about? Puma and somebody. Puma and Kool-Aid or something like that?
Yes.
That's two wild things. And Puma doesn't do merch.
Yeah.
So they make tennis shoes. But they make one thing. They make sneakers and apparel and sportswear. That's not what they do is licensed stuff. So this is just another whatever. It's another way to sell it, I guess. But so anyway, I'm anti-Box Lunch. But that's okay. I'm sure Box Lunch is fine. They can do what they want. Anyway, I'm not trying to be a grouch about it, but if you're going to call it a collab, don't call it a collab if it's not a collab. Anyway, that's just me. What's next?
Well, I'm also going to talk about McDonald's.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about something pretty cool that they're doing. They are trying to be a little more eco-friendly. So previously, they introduced reusable cups in the UK.
Okay.
And they tried out a fully vegan McPlant burger.
Okay.
In England.
Okay.
So now what they're doing is they are working on changing Happy Meal toys.
Okay.
They're using, quote, renewable, recycled, and certified materials.
Okay, cool. Good for them.
Yeah. So they're working with some experts to figure out the best way to make these still be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're also changing their packaging. So for paper bags, food wrappers, napkins, cup carriers, they're going to be making them more eco-friendly using recycled products.
That's lovely. Heather says she needs to bring the vegan burger back.
I love vegan burgers.
I miss McDonald's. You know what? I do. I love McDonald's too. But and the chicken sandwich is awesome. But those vegan burgers, was it a vegan burger or one of those plant-based vegetarian
Probably one of those. I do like the plant-based burgers.
I'll tell you what. I used to kill Boca burgers like crazy.
Yes.
They're really good. and they're cheap. But the if you go to the, I think it's called Beyond Burgers, Beyond Meat. It's very expensive for what it is.
Huh.
Now, I never had a Burger King Impossible Whopper, but so I don't know about those.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, good for McDonald's trying to step up to the plate and because they generate enough plastic otherwise. So
yeah.
You know, I wonder if this is more of the. Oh, look, we're doing good. I wonder if it's more of a press release opportunity than they're actually trying to make a statement.
Yeah.
Because they generate so much trash. Well, it was like Pepsi last week we were talking about doing the, what were they doing? Something with plastic, right? Trying to get rid of their plastic?
Yeah. Recyclable bottles.
Right. And then Coke the week before was doing a smaller bottle, a 13-ounce instead of a 16-ounce.
Yeah.
And it's going to reduce their stuff by 20%. No kidding. It's a smaller bottle. Yeah, I think a lot of it's opportunity more than it's actually trying to make an effort. I think it's more of a look at us, look how good we're doing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did we talk about local merch yet? No,
nope,
we didn't.
Not yet.
All right. So I've stumbled across this story about how, where'd it go? People are really into where they live.
Mm-hmm.
Upstate merch is this article is about, but it could apply to just about anywhere. But this is where you, I mean, if you live in a town that has like the largest ball of string or something like that, you could make a shirt around it and promote it.
Right.
This one's about a traffic light in a town called Beacon. This is about a diner that's, I don't know if it's official, from the diner or if somebody just made them.
Mm-hmm.
Cooperstown is where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. So you can put an old-timey picture of a baseball team and the word Cooperstown, and you've got something to sell.
Yeah.
Or give away. General stuff about Buffalo. So anyway, in our town, which is Dallas, Texas, there's this outfit called Bullzerk, and they do a whole lot of local Dallas stuff.
Okay.
But And it's not licensed because you don't have to pay the city to license the name of Dallas or the state of Texas or whatever. This is kind of, I don't know if this is legal. I guess it is because it's state fair starts tomorrow.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You going?
I hope so. I love the fair.
I want to go on opening day so bad, but I'm so anti-people. I don't want to be around. But anyway, they do all kinds of local stuff, corn dog stuff, whatever. I mean, all kinds of local Texas things. They've got a couple of stores and malls. But it's a good way to, and there's another thing people, I'm sorry, it's a good way to market your business locally. If you have a local, whatever, dry cleaners or whatever you are,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, I mean, you could figure out a way to tie it to something locally in your town and maybe whether it's shirts or mugs or whatever, there's a way to do it, but it's just another way to promote yourself as a local entity somehow. I don't really have anything about that except buy local. People are all into buying local, doing local stuff. So, and if you have an event that's local to you or some festival, whatever, that you can figure out a way to tie yourself to, that might be a good opportunity.
Yeah.
That's all I got about that.
All right. September is self-improvement month.
Hang on a second. Heather says she's into local merch.
Oh, yeah.
They're in Indio. Do you ever heard of Indio?
No.
It's an hour or two south of LA or something like that, between LA and San Diego, I think. So there's, Board of the Conference. Oh, fantastic. See, I need to learn how to hit the comments. On the board of the Indio Chamber of Commerce. So I'm all about the local biz. I'm also repeating this audibly because we're doing this on a podcast.
Right.
So I want people listening to know that we're getting a comment from somebody on what the heck is that noise. And I wonder if I can turn that noise off. Anyway, sorry. Got distracted again. So what's the next thing we could talk about?
September is self-improvement month.
Oh, right.
And so it's all about, you know, making yourself a better person and taking care of yourself. So I found this article on 7 ways to celebrate self-improvement month. Things that you can do to, you know, aid self-improvement.
Okay.
So the first one is to create a vision board.
Really? Do you do that stuff?
I do. I have a vision board at my house.
Come on, man.
What?
Nothing. I just think it's funny.
It's absolutely awesome.
Okay.
And I love being able to like take something off the vision board because I achieved it.
Oh, okay.
Actually, my husband and I did the vision board together.
You've got him involved too?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You got him cutting stuff out of magazines and sticking it on a poster board?
Yep.
That's insanity. Anyway. Gosh, you girls are so funny. Go ahead. Vision boards. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, she's just plotting it, though, so that's good.
Yeah. The next one is set one personal goal and one professional goal.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good idea because you want to be able to separate the two.
Yeah.
And to have a goal for each one.
Okay.
Like, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Buy self-help books.
Okay.
I am not so into self-help books.
You know, a lot of them, I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff on my Kindle that I just never even, oh, it sounded good at the time.
Yeah.
And you get about 5 minutes into it and then you get distracted, squirrel or whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out.
Number four is learn something new.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, definitely. Whether it's a new language or a new activity or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, cook a new recipe.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that because I don't like cooking.
You don't cook at all?
No, I mean, I do sometimes, but I don't enjoy it.
Oh.
Like, I have a couple of meals that I'm really good at.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's fun.
I like cooking, but I hate the prep. All the prep is just tedious.
Yeah.
Unless it depends on what you're doing, but yeah, it's usually a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because, anyway.
The next one is implement a new habit.
Okay.
Like waking up early or something like that.
Heather says she digs your list. That's cool.
Yeah, I dig this list too.
Well, we'll post a link in the show notes, of course.
And then the last one is find a mentor.
Okay, that's a good one.
And I really like that one. Like, I think everybody needs a mentor.
Yeah.
Whether it's for professional stuff or your personal life or whatever,
right.
You know, everybody can learn something from somebody else.
Yeah, you want to, you got to be accountable. That's the thing.
Yes.
And it's hard to be accountable when you're solo, when you're flying solo.
So. Yeah.
I get it. Well, that's a good one. I don't have anything to add. Do you have anything to add? Anything else?
I just think self-improvement month is such a good idea.
Wait, is September or October?
September.
Oh, boy. Here you are. Late last week of the month.
I know.
A lot of catching up to do. Yikes. Okay, cool. So, yeah, you got a week to improve yourself. Didn't we have something else this month? There was something 2 or 3 weeks ago we did that was along these lines. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Anyway, okay, cool. What else was I going to talk about? In-home advertising. Oh, that was your last one, right?
Yes.
So I stumbled across this. One of the big trends is out-of-home advertising, which basically means billboards and, you know, tops of Uber cars and that kind of stuff. Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon, since we're the beer podcast or whatever, beer and donuts, Pabst Blue Ribbon is doing in-home advertising where they will actually pay you to put beer ads inside your house.
Wow.
I think it's a scam. Because they've got all this cool stuff, Where'd it go? Where'd all this cool stuff go? You know, stuff for the wall, stuff for the front of the washing machine or whatever. When you get into their store that has all this stuff, get paid real money to put our ads inside your own house. It says, this article says it will pay you between $10 and $50 depending on, where is it? Between $10 and $50 depending on the item.
Wow. Really?
They say. So you got to go to this site and complete a form, pick an ad, put the ad in your house and post proof on your Instagram or whatever. Huh. This thing lasts from, the article came out on the 21st and this thing expires tomorrow, the 24th.
Okay.
Nothing's available. It's all sold out. The mouse pad, the toothbrush.
Wow.
It's all sold out. I mean, there's some funny stuff. A sticker for a banana? Come on, man.
What?
That's awesome. I would love that. I don't know. There's all kinds of fun stuff. And it's, I mean, I'm not really a PBR guy, but I would be. I don't know. I might be. Anyway, and some of it's kind of over the top.
Beer curtain.
Like a carpet. I mean, that would be expensive to make.
Yes.
Oh, this is the funniest thing. A fish tank billboard for inside your fish tank. See, I think most of this stuff never, ever existed. I think it's like Photoshopped, like fake. Because
yeah.
It looks, you can tell the color's not really right. But is it right? I don't know. I can't tell. Anyway, but it's still funny and they're still getting talk. But you can get wallpapers for your desktop or a phone icon. I don't know, whatever. And you could change the name of your Wi-Fi network to something about PBR, which is kind of fun. Now, when you add to cart, I don't know why, because you're not buying anything. It's just an idea. What else am I going to show? Oh, I was going to show this video. I was going to show their commercial. The commercial is 49 seconds and it's kind of loud. Ready?
Yes.
If you're a rich person who doesn't need money, please look away as the following message is not for you. If you're a rich person who doesn't need money, please look away as the following message is not for you.
Introducing the newest money-making scheme from PBR, home advertising. After learning the average normal non-rich person spends 12.4 hours inside their home every day, we've radically altered our advertising approach to exploit every square inch of their common household goods and spaces. Turn your home into our effective ad space and get paid. Turn your fridge into a PBR billboard. Look inside of it and monetize your mayonnaise with one of our advertisements. Get paid. To change your Wi-Fi network name to a PBR slogan. Yep, it's real money to put an ad there. And there. Even here. Go to PBRinHomeAdvertising.com to check out the many advertisement options available to you. In-home advertising from Pabst Blue Ribbon, because we could all use some extra dollars. And our beer advertisements could use a home. Your home.
I love ads like that.
Wow.
They're so fun. It's awesome. So, but anyway, I don't think any of it ever existed, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's still fun. So maybe people are talking about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not in the PBR circle, so I don't really know what the PBR buzz is about. But anyway, it's a fun way to do it. So yeah. Go over the top. That's one. That's our takeaway. Get noticed.
Yes.
You got any shout outs?
So I have someone who's in the hospital.
Oh.
And Baylor Scott and White is taking care of them. So
okay.
I wanted to shout out to them.
They're a huge hospital here in town. They have places everywhere and they mm-hmm. pretty much own everything. So I'm sure she's in, or they, whoever they are in good hands. I got a couple of shout outs. We were just now talking about PBR being different. You remember Mike Michalowicz?
No.
We did that SKUCon thing and he was the guy that was, he was one of the talk, one of the speakers working out of his house. He had a tree behind him with all the books that he wrote.
Oh, yeah. I remember
he,
him.
He wrote a book like called The Pumpkin
yes.
something and Profit First. Anyway, Pumpkin Plan. It's about how you grow your business by growing the biggest pumpkin and cutting off all the dead, smaller, not dead ones, but smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically getting rid of your lower customers that are costing you time and effort and all that stuff. Well, his new book is about being different. And it's called Get Different, or I forget what it is. I'm not more much of a shout out as a critique, because I saw him on a podcast or something on a video thing Wednesday. And I said, oh, there he is. I like that guy. So I got the audio book because I got a credit with Audible, whatever. So I bought it. About 10 minutes into it, he says, oh, and we have all these free resources you can download and print out, PDF, charts, all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So once you do that and you give me the email address, shoot, I've probably gotten 5 emails from him trying to sell me something else ever since then. I haven't even finished the first half of a chapter of the book yet.
Yeah.
He's already trying to hustle me. So you want to be different? That's not the way to be different.
Yeah.
Because that's the same. I mean, give somebody your email address and all of a sudden you're mauled with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into it. So anyway, you're about to lose a customer, buddy. About to lose a viewer. The other shout out I want to give is to Bigger Pockets. They're doing that big conference next week. Bigger Pockets is a big, I don't know if they're big, but they have a podcast. They have like 5 podcasts all about real estate and running businesses. And they're doing a conference in New Orleans this week that we are helping them out with. And so give a shout out to them, biggerpockets.com, I think. So check those guys out if you are in real estate, or I think it's more real estate for property owners that, like, if you have a couple of rent houses or 1,000 rent houses, I think that's what their target is. And then the other business stuff is just business stuff. But I think their main thing is the real estate thing. So anyway, shout out to them.
Cool.
Anything else here?
No, that's all I got.
Heather, I really do appreciate you jumping on, because it's really fun to have somebody there, and it's very distracting, and we need to get used to doing it. So, and I keep looking over there. I need to look over here. So anyway.
Oh, we do have a promo code this month.
Golly, I always forget the promo code. And we got, you know, 1 more week. Next week we'll have a new one.
Yeah. Our promo code is Autumn.
Yes, it is. Second day of the fall. Okay.
Yes. And it's how much off?
It's 5% off anything, minimum $400.
Yes.
And you can message in a bottle or a paper airplane or however you want to get us an order, or give us a call, whatever you want.
Yeah.
We'll help you out. And you get 5 bones, 5% off. I mean, so 400 is $20, right? I think that's right.
I think that's right, too.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to sign off. You good with that?
Yeah.
Boy, we made it through another one. Another week, another $1.50. See you later, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.